Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, a food truck on the Isle of Man has introduced seagull insurance to deal with the robbing birds. And Charlotte Page Smith, who's the co-owner of Hawkins Barbecue, is with us here on the line today. Charlotte, how are you?
Yeah, thank you. All good. And thank you so much for having me on the show today, Andrea.
So tell us a little bit about the robbing seagulls.
So, we live on an island, obviously, surrounded by the Irish Sea, and we are no strangers to seagulls. Because they're a protected animal, they've actually grown in population and become quite aggressive in their nature. So we are facing a little bit of axe of them swooping down and taking our food from our customers every time they purchase from us. So we have created, alongside with the Cheese Toasty Shack in Edinburgh, and seagull insurance, where you pay £1 to cover your meal for one day only, and that will ensure if a seagull swoops, you get another free meal on the house, and all proceeds go to the Manx Wildlife Charity on the Isle of Man, which is a local charity.
Right. So people, your customers come up to you at Hawkins Barbecue, and they're ordering whatever they're having, and if they pay an extra pound, you will guarantee that during the course of that meal, if a seagull swoops down and attacks their fish and chips or whatever it is they're having, you'll replace the food.
Yeah, that's correct. We on the Isle of Man, we pride ourselves on honesty. It's a really great community. So we're hoping people won't take advantage of this, what we're trying to do for charity. But pretty much, yes, as soon as you buy your policy, inverted commas, because it's not a real policy, it's just a policy we made up.
Yeah.
But then you are covered for your meal and we can give you another toasty or fries on the house.
Amazing. How many people are taking you up on this?
So we're actually launching it full on tomorrow. We have a series called Sunrise Session, and we are on Douglas Promenade, which is prime seagull spot. So we have already had some pre-orders. About 8 people have contacted us via social media saying, please, can I get my policy in place for when I come get my patient? And we're looking like the response has been amazing. So, yeah, it looks like it's going to snowball and hopefully maybe encourage other businesses on the Isle of Man to take part in the policy.
Yeah, do you know, we have a very similar problem here in Ireland, Charlotte, over the past couple of years. And often on this programme, you know, I get callers get in touch with me and they tell me about, you know, they're often quite terrifying, and I don't want to downplay it, stories that they have about, you know, they're sitting outside some of the chippers along the coast, or even not just in coastal areas, I should say, and next thing, you know, the big bird, the seagull, is down on top of them and picking up their food, and they end up throwing the food or losing the food over it. So it's a constant issue here at the moment, which is why I was so keen to talk to you today to find out about how you're operating this. But it seems the idea is going down well in the Isle of Man.
Absolutely. I mean, they're the size of cats here. I literally call them flying cats. They have given me a fear of flying things because they do. They're quite scary. But in the same breath, like, they are protected. We need to live in harmony with them. We don't want any sort of culling or anything like that. We want to live with them. And that's why I think this policy is so great. It's just trying to encourage people that, you know, you can eat with ease. There's no problem. Don't worry about the gulls. We've got you covered.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people very keen to cull them here, actually. There's always calls for a seagull cull from many quarters in Ireland. You must have a very honest population, though. Like, so you're going to just allow people come up to you halfway during their meal and say, listen, seagull came over there and ate my fish and chips. I'll have to get it replaced.
Yeah, no, we honestly, like I said, it's a very, very trusting community. Being so small, everybody knows everybody here. If you step out of line, your name is in the papers, you're named in shame, and that's probably more embarrassing than actually going to jail or anything like that. People take their reputation very seriously here, and so do we. So we'd like to think if we see someone finishing their fries and they put one fry in the air and they're like, oh, it's, you know, we've been attacked. I'll be like, no, I see you. But hopefully that won't be the case, and that it just spreads a nice positive story throughout the island.
Yeah, like, I was just thinking that. I mean, how can you tell if it was actually a seagull who stole the chips? You know, what if you just have some really enterprising person who's, you know, absolutely horses into their fish and chips and decides halfway through, we'll get a second portion. We'll just go up and tell them that the seagull ate it.
You know, we'll see how it is. Like I said, we're trialing it tomorrow. Hopefully the people will be nice and honest with us. We're a small business. It's just me and my partner, Matthew, that own the business. So hopefully people won't be stealing from us as well.
Yeah. No, it's a great idea. And it's a very quirky initiative for sure. Obviously, we're talking to you here in Ireland about it. So it's definitely caught our attention. I'm sure that there's many other businesses too on the Isle of Man that are interested in your proposal.
We haven't had anybody reach out to us yet for local businesses, but definitely from across. A lot of people are wanting to instigate it now on their food shacks or their food mobile trucks. And I think it's great. I think we should spread the word because, like you said, people are trying to push for culling. I personally don't agree with that. I don't think it's the right thing to do. And that's why we've chosen Manx Wildlife Trust as our charity, because they protect these animals and they help us live in harmony with them.
Yeah, look, it's a fantastic idea. We might check in with you again, Charlotte, to see how it's working and if people are being truly honest. Maybe they are. Maybe I shouldn't be so cynical. Charlotte Page-Smith. Charlotte, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live. Charlotte's the co-owner there, as she said, of Hawkins Barbecue on the Isle of Man.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.